fight your attention to the Gospel of St. John. Can't get out of it, can't. John chapter 9. Lift up verses 4 through 6. We're going to let the Lord have his way about it. Man born blind. The Bible says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. That's enough right there. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Sister Shana said to me yesterday, she said, "Never talk to me, you begin to read the scripture. Does something to me. Why do you always read to a certain point and then you stop?" I say because I want you all to be excited enough to get back in the book to try to figure out where I stopped at. I want you to take it. Amen. Run with it. Old saying is, "Brother Tyshawn, you believe a horse of water, but you can't make a drink." Is that right? John's Gospel, amen. John's Gospel is very interesting, amen. That it starts off with Jesus, I always say, in heaven, talking about him being the Son of God, amen. John's Gospel is very interesting as it talks about Jesus in John chapter 2 when he turns water into wine.
Yeah.
He takes the water and the photosynthesis, which took light, amen, and he quickly processed it, amen. He turned water into wine. John chapter 3, Nicodemus came to him at night, amen, wanting to know if you could do these things, you could only be from God, amen. Jesus let him know right quick, you got to be born again. Amen. You got to be born again of the water and the blood. Because without being born again, you have no light in you.
Amen.
You have darkness in you. Amen.
Amen.
And when the light comes, you will run from the light. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to explain to you what the light is. Amen. John chapter 4, the woman is sitting by the well and she's given her life to five different men who didn't appreciate her and they kept her in darkness. And all of a sudden, the light walked up beside her and said, "Give me a drink."
Yeah.
Amen. And she didn't know who he was. She didn't know the light was there. Amen. A lot of times, the light can be right in your face and you can't see it. Amen.
Yeah.
So you can't see the forest from the trees. Ain't it right? John chapter 6, the light was walking with them. Amen. And he wasn't in the form of the light. He was in the form of bread. Amen.
Yeah.
He said to them, I am the bread. A light come down from heaven, amen. If any man want to see God, amen, you got to eat of this bread. You got to drink of this flesh, amen. In other words, a light is life, amen. When people are getting ready to leave this earth, or if you're getting sick enough, your eyes get dim. I can't explain it, but your eyes get dim. Your thought pattern gets dim. You can't think like you used to when you're sick, amen. And then when they tell me when you're sick unto death, if you ever go and see people who are sick, amen, and you know that they're going on to be with the Lord, amen, you can hear what folk call the death rattle in their chest, amen. And they're looking at you, but they're looking through you, amen.
That's right.
And I believe that some people that look through you, amen, don't worry about them because I believe they see the light, amen.
Yes.
But there are other people I went to see them and they was on their deathbed and they was fighting and they was struggling because they didn't want to go because they wasn't ready. And I believe that they didn't see the light. I believe they saw darkness, amen.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you in this church today, don't worry about them, that God's got everything under control, amen. All you got to do is receive the light, and then when you receive the light, keep the light on, amen. Brother Jason Thompson, my grandbaby, was doing a project, amen, and Tracy, who he called Nala, was helping him with the project. The project, he wanted to prove that generic batteries and regular brand name batteries, there really wasn't any different. That was his hypothesis. So he bought the flashlights, he bought the batteries, amen, and then he labeled one A for brand name, he labeled the other one B for generic, amen. And every night, Brother Mark, when they got home, Brother Johnson and Sister Thompson would go in and turn the flashlights on, amen. And then at first, I didn't know what they were doing. I would come in at night, and they in the bed, I would come in and turn the lights off. And y'all like, "Papa, what you doing? I'm doing a project. You got God laid a light on. In other words, what they were trying to put, they were turning the light on, and then he would measure the time that he had the lights on, amen. And do you know what he found out? He found out that the brand name battery really wasn't as good as the generic battery. The only difference was you was paying more money for the brand name battery. And what I'm trying to tell you is that salvation is free. Because Psalm 27 tells you that the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And I'm trying to tell us that we are buying sin. We are paying for sin. You are paying for sin. You are paying folks to treat you bad. When all you got to do is seek the Lord who came to seek and to save that which is lost. The light is coming. When Jesus shows up, the light comes on. Light is what illuminates. Light is what makes you be able to see. I'm going to just make this real simple to you. Amen. See this light? Now, I got it on. Why? Because I need to see. Isn't that right? Now, some people, them young folk behind me with 20/20 vision, they probably can see with this right here. Brother Thompson can't. Amen. I have to put it toward me. Isn't that right? And then I need glasses, amen, to reflect the light because the brother can't see. But then if I do that right there, if you look at it, see, the light's still on, ain't that right? But the light sure is dim, amen. Amen. But if I turn the light off, amen. Now when I walk back up, I have to do like this, amen. But if I turn the light on, amen. If I leave the light on, I can see a little bit. I'm trying to tell y'all in here, I'm going to make quick work of this, that if you call on the name of the Lord, he will give you light. Listen to me now. Light is what illuminates your path. Psalm 119 said the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. If you lost, just look in the book, and this book is like a flashlight. It gives you direction. Now when do you pull out a flashlight? You put out a flashlight when it gets dark. You put out a flashlight when you're trying to see something, amen, that's impossible to find. As a matter of fact, I've had to use a flashlight in the house when all the lights were on, amen. Now I got to go back to my pre-Christ days, amen, so I hope y'all don't judge me, amen. But at the time, I used to wear earrings, amen. And I lost precious earrings. And then I had a special back on the earring, which was a diamond, amen. The back of the earring was a diamond. I hope y'all hear me now. And I dropped it one day, put it in my ear, and it went up under the couch. Y'all know what Reverend Thompson did? Well, I wasn't Reverend Thompson then. But what I did was, I had every light on in the house, and it was good lights in the house, amen. My wife had it fixed where every part of the room was illuminated with light, but I still couldn't see. Now, at that time, I had 20/20 vision, but I still couldn't see. I went in my truck, got my flashlight, and I went under the couch, and I turned the light on. And lo and behold, that was my diamond back, lying right there under the thing. What I'm trying to tell you is y'all are looking for stuff, but y'all are doing it in darkness. Y'all trying to find the right path, but y'all can't see. Y'all messing with real people, real ideas. Y'all messing with some crazy stuff. But when you walk into the light, you can see who a rat is, you can see who a snake is, you can see who a prince is, or you can see who a princess is. You got to turn the light on. The thing is, you can turn the light on, but you got to leave the light on. What we do here, we get the light of Jesus, then we leave Bishop Martin and Bishop Della. What we do is we leave. We get the light in us in church. Amen. And then when we leave, we get around the right people. You know what we do?
Turn
the light off. We turn our light off because we don't want folk to know who we are. But the Bible says that what you are supposed to do when you come in here, I got a little light, you got a little light, you got a little light, you got a little light, and we put all our lights together to make one big light. I want to know, why is it? I've been to different cons. I told you I ain't gonna put it. I don't know why you letting me do this. But there was times before I was coming to church every Sunday, I was doing everything else. I remember going to a Rick James concert where everybody lit their cigarette lighters and they turned the lights down. It was real dark in the place. When everybody lit their cigarette lighter, you know a cigarette lighter don't give out that much light, but when you put a thousand of people together and light up a light like that, do you know how bright it is? My God, my God. Then I went to some vigils, amen, candle light vigils, amen, where one or two people stand up, they like read the scripture, they do the prayer, and they holding the candle, amen. Then they dim the lights, and everybody take their personal vigil, and they light it, ain't that right? And everybody standing there with all them lamps, you can light up a whole auditorium. What I'm trying to tell y'all is this, when darkness come in your house, if you're the only light in the house, just go ahead on and be the light. Stop turning your light off for other people. When you go to work, if you're the only light at work, leave the light on, amen. When you come to church, if you're the only light in the church, you go ahead on and be the light.
Amen.
Ain't it funny how folk can work in dog? When I was really a sinner, I'm talking about a sinner, sinner, I would be in the dark, amen. And what brought it to my attention is my son and my daughter. When I would get in Mike's car, Porsche's car, I couldn't understand, Deacon Lamont, why they have the light off, like the interior light when you open the door. When you get in young folk, and it's not just them, but Mike, I'm just using you this morning, because I used to be you, amen. I used to be you. What I'm saying to you is, young folk, if you get in their car, they don't have the interior light on. Old folk, that's how you know you're getting old. Because you got to turn on every light you can so you can see. Ain't it right? And if you don't have a push button in your car, old folk can't start it. You know why? Because we can't see. And you got the key trying to put it in the car, amen. You at the back door, amen, trying to put it in because you can't see. But young folk, they turn the light off because they bald. And they doing what we call getting lit, amen. They keep the light off, amen. And when you get in their car, ain't no lights on, amen. You go in their room, it's dim in their room, cause they trying to set the mood. Old folk got lights on, got the TV on, got everything on, cause we can't see and we can't hear. Okay. Light will help you see. Light is also referred to as knowledge. Light is knowledge. Right. Have you ever been talking to somebody trying to explain something to them and they are just not getting it? And you are taking it and chewing it up, trying to give to them all that they still can't see it? Yeah. And then all of a sudden they say, because the light comes on. Right. Have somebody ever been talking to you? Young folks, listen to me. Mom and them talking to you. Daddy and them talking to you. Uncles them talking to you. Aunties them talking to you. Teachers talking to you. Professors talking to you. Your friends who are a little more mature and wiser than you, they are talking to you. The preachers, we are talking to you. Deacons, they are talking to you. Church members, they are talking to you. And y'all think we don't know. Y'all think we can't see. But I just told you, we can see now. We might can't see as good as well as we could in the physical, but you better believe, baby, we are saints of God that we can see in the spirit. Listen to me. We can see. So we're trying to tell you, when you bring me him or bring me her, I can tell you right quick. You can bring him in the dark, you can bring him in the light. When that rascal walk in my house, I'm going to tell you right then, whether they darkness or whether they light. I'm trying to tell y'all got to get wise. It's a Black History Month. I was going to go to Black History. I'm sitting saying it. Black history is good to know where you come from. Most of these young folks, if I call them up here, they can give you a historical figure and probably tell you about their life because they're educated. They're in school. They know stuff that we've forgotten about. Y'all hear me now? But what I'm trying to tell you is, I just told you that light is knowledge. And the knowledge I'm trying to give you today is, when are we going to stop talking about Martin Luther King living the dream, and when are we going to turn the light on and become the dream? I just told you to turn the light on. See, if you turn the light on, things will change. Amen. You turn the light on. You know you turn the light on when folks treat you bad and they know they're wrong. You go ahead on and forgive them. When you forgive them, the light comes on. Amen. Go ahead on and let them go. Amen. If you got money problems, don't worry about it. Go ahead on and turn the light on. You got to get you a budget. You got to find out what money is going out the window, what money is going out the door. Save what you can, tithe what you can, and watch God turn the light on. Amen. Somebody. You know how we turn the light on in the church? We got the Lord. See, that's what the devil does. The devil will try to turn the church into a dark place. You got to turn God's house into a dark place. I ain't scared. I got to come down here again to let y'all know I'm not playing up in this church. Because some of y'all walk in here with your dog mess, and I refuse to let you stay in the darkness this morning. You got to come out of darkness into your life. Got to come out this morning. Stop hanging around dog people. And you know what else about the light? See, the light. This light will work as long as I got it plugged up. I can unplug the light. You come up and press this button all you want to, ain't nothing gonna happen. Amen. But when you plug into the source of the light, your light don't shine, baby. I'm trying to tell you, I don't care who leaves, who walks away. I don't care what you do. My light gonna shine. Darkness can't drive out light. Darkness can't drive out light. Darkness can't drive out light. And one thing about just like he used that to the analogy of hate. See, hate can't drive out hate. But love can drive out hate. And then when it comes to darkness, when the light comes, darkness got to go. John chapter 1 verse 5 said the light came into the world and the world didn't understand it or it didn't comprehend it. I'm trying to tell y'all, when the light comes on, young folk, when you get smart and go back and get your degree so your light will come on, folk that you ran with, you smoke with, you talk with, you act like a fool with, when your light comes on, they're going to be like roaches when the light comes on, they're going to run from you. But if you turn your light on, other folk with light going to come to you, and they're going to plug their light into your light. Amen. When you leave here, when you leave your light on, when your unsaved relatives come to your house, when your unsaved relatives come to your house, will you or will you not let the light stay on? Jesus said in Matthew 5 that a lamp, if you take a lamp and you put it under a basket, that the light can't shine. But the lamp is like a city up on a hill. I could take this lamp right here and set it up under here, but it ain't doing me no good until I set it up here. I'm trying to tell you now that you are praying for folks, but you are praying in darkness. But when you pray the prayers of Jesus Christ and the light comes on, light will come on for your grandma. Light up, come on for your granddaddy. Light up, come on for your friend. Light up, come on for your husband. Light up, come on for your wife. Light up, come on for your church member. And then when you turn the light on, you got to leave the light on. I tell you, they tell me also that light and darkness are compared and contrasted just like this. When light comes, it's talking about when you got light. It's talking about when everything is going good, your light is on, amen. But then darkness come in when trouble comes in your life. Sickness will come and bring darkness. A divorce will come along and bring darkness. A church split will come along and bring darkness. You can find out your job, and for a little while you will be in darkness. But I'm trying to tell you like Psalm chapter 30 verse 5 that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning, cause the light comes on, amen. And when the light comes on, there's nobody like the light, amen. Jesus is the light of the world. I'm going to go ahead and say it. In this text, Jesus was trying to tell them. He said, as man was born blind, who did sin, him or his parents? Jesus said, no, this is for the glory of God. I told you that you got to do the work while the light is on. Go home and try to do some work with the light out and see how much work you get done. Go in the garage, close the door down, turn the light off, go in there and try to do something. I guarantee you won't get nothing done. Go in the kitchen, turn all your lights off, take all your ingredients and put it out on the cabinet and try to cook something in the dark. I guarantee you it won't happen. But when you turn the light on, amen, God will work it, amen. When you pray, the light come on. When you forgive, the light come on. When you love, the light comes on. I'm done. That's it. I'm done. That was something to say. Amen. To let you know that Jesus is the light of the world. Yes. And not only that, Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, you are light.
Yes.
And you are salt.
Yes.
And salt comes, Sister Jasmine, to preserve everybody around you.
Right.
Everybody around you tripping out and getting spoiled and walk away, the salt will keep you. Yeah. Matter of fact, have you ever seen salt when a snowstorm comes and the ice comes and everybody stays in the house and you can take that rock salt and hit it on
on the road, and that ice got to go. I'm trying to tell somebody up in here, just for 10 minutes, I've just been shining the light, amen. Somebody's hard, you mad with somebody, you ready to quit, you ready to walk away, but I'm just going to keep on shining my light till you get better. And then when y'all leave here, go back and find somebody who's getting ready to give up, find somebody who's ready to throw in the towel, and just let your light shine just a little bit until they get a little bit better. Y'all know why? Y'all, somebody shine the light on you. Somebody shine the light on you, yes, until you got that. And I'm gone. So the Shannon Cedar sang it best, so this. She said, make the light from the lighthouse shine on me. See, I'm not worried about you, and you ought not be worried about me. Now, if you're looking for something, I can shine the light, but I may not know what you're looking for. Have you ever been working on something, and the person holding the light kept on moving the light where you couldn't see? Amen. Because you knew where you were working at. But if you say, hey, take the light, shine it right here, because this is where I need it. Because I'm a church folk, and I'm gone. The reason some of y'all trying to use your little light to get out of your trouble, and you other folk can't help you, because when you get sick, you don't want to tell nobody. You don't tell nobody I'm sick. Well, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell nobody. No. You're going to tell somebody so they can pray for you, so they can help you, so they can help you till you get up out of their bed of affliction. Brother James said, if you call for the elders of the church, and they come and anoint you with oil and pray, the Bible says you will get up off your sick bed. Let me say it on this side. You will get up off of your sick bed. So when you leave here, I'm gone. But go to some church, though. I'm down. Go to some church, though. If you're in this church, you don't have Jesus Christ, free will pardon of your sins, you're in darkness. I know. We got witches now. Witches who join the church. Witches who are in religion. Witches who will tell you you need to find your third eye. Amen. They'll tell you some of the gods and they say old signs and some of them other crazy things. I just told you that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Yeah. Any other god besides him, I'm trying to tell you, it's not the God, it's just a God. So you got the God, the light of God will be inside of you, and it will come out of you. Just because you go to school, young folk, you get a little wisdom, you get a little knowledge, amen, you get a little money in your pocket, you will never outgrow folk who are trying to tell you what the world is like. The world is right, it's not flat. Let me go ahead and put it out there. There's hate in the world, and we know that division is in the world, but they're right. We know, I ain't scared to say it, we know that we got a president who, he shines darkness. At a prayer breakfast, this man was talking about people and Christians as if he was God. That's he right. Said before that he done more for Christianity than Jesus. Now what gets me is it tells me that evangelicals are in the dark because they trust a man like that. Because they say, I don't care what he do, because that's our brother. And if he president, that's not all our brother. But what I'm saying to you, we still ought to hold as the church the moral feet of fiber to folk who claim to be one thing and is something else. Yes, I don't care who you are, from the president down to the mayor, how are you supposed to live right before people? I don't care if you're a pastor, you're a bishop, I don't care, apostle, a man, I don't care what you are. If you don't know how to hold up your life in the church, you need to set your rusty, dusty down. People who come to church, I'm telling everybody in here, I'm here to go, I'm busting this about, I'm telling everybody. Just cause you got the church and you got saved, just cause you got a title and a Bible, does not make you God. Y'all hear me now? Our job is to shine the light and let God be God. Bible says that God be true and every man a liar. You don't believe it, but a man will tell you a lie. And a woman will too. Look you right in your eyes, rub your back and your neck, and tell you a flat out lie. You be mad, but you got the light. You already knew who you were dealing with, but that made you feel good. So what you did was you killed your life. You turned your life off. But what you got to do when you find somebody that you care about, turn the light up as high as you can. And they'll do one or two things. Either they're going to walk into the light, or they're going to do like roaches when the light goes on.
of y'all that been cleaning, now y'all never know. But those of y'all who know what I'm talking about, if roaches are in your kitchen, and you turn the light on, you know what was going up out there, amen. And people the same way. You're going to find out who witches are the pearl?
Yes.
Turn your light on. Y'all ain't about to go today. Turn your light up. That's how you're going to find out who witches are. Turn your light up. Tell them what your dream is. Tell them what your vision is. Tell them what God's going to do for you. Tell them what you look like. And tell them what God put inside of you. You're going to find out who whipped you. Folk try to change your dream. When folk talk against your dream, they're not with you.
That's right.
And folk, when folk see you with your hands down,
yes.
You might not even have a car. You might be walking. And you say, look, I'm going to own my own business by next year. And the light come on. And the person with you that got light, they say, you can do that, brother. Y'all hear me? And they start helping you to start your dream rolling. That's another light.
That's right.
I'm going. Doors of the church open. Yes, everyone who never been to the light, today's your opportunity to walk out of darkness. It's not just light, but the marvelous light.
Amen.
Beautiful light.
Amen.
Peter said that he came that we might be lights of the world. He came so we could be kings and priests. Listen to me, young folk.
Amen.
Stop looking at listening to folk in school trying to tell y'all what y'all can't be. Y'all are kings and y'all are priests.
Amen.
That means y'all got authority and you still live hope. Let me say it again. You got authority to do what you need to do, but you still have the responsibility to live hope. Second group is somebody who needs prayer. I don't know what your lot is in life, but if you come up here and pray with me, I believe that God will do what Sister Andy's saying. He will break every chain. He'll break every stronghold. That's why some of our families can't make it, and some of our churches can't make it, because of strongholds. Oh, I ain't scared of that. I'll say it now. Because when you know I'll say it now, there's strongholds in this church. That's why this church can't move forward. Because y'all too busy looking back at what mama them did and daddy them did. What mama them did and daddy them did was good. But we are here for such a time as this. And it's time to take the dreams and the vision and run with them. No reason we can't do everything God told us to do. Bring this church out of 1975 and bring it into 2020.
Amen.
Thank you. 2020 vision you can see.
Yeah.
Listen to Pastor talking about 2020 vision. 2020 vision is good, but a whole lot of people got 2020 vision, they're looking at the wrong thing.
Wrong
thing. 2020 vision and focusing on what you need to do and watch God bring you out.
Amen.
Yes. Let us stand. Some of y'all want to stay by. Come on, bro. I know. Yeah, I feel you. I felt you. I did. I feel it's all right. It's all right. Glad to know that you understand. From the pulpit sometime. You have to step down, ain't it right?
Yes.
And allow God to heal you back up. And touch your life. So your life can shine even better. Ain't it right? Now fireplace for prayer. Fireplace flip them up there. Fireplace flip them up and need cleaning. And called in a technician. He came in fireplace, ain't it right? He took the fireplace, he rolled it out, and cleaned the fireplace, amen. See, I did it first. Tracy said, first got to tell the call and take this. I said, oh, man, I got the back plate. I vacuumed it out. I got the dust. I dusted it. Amen. I lit the pilot light. I did all that stuff. And it's not burning much. I felt the heat, bro. Well, you know, I felt the heat and everything. But you know what happened? In about 10 minutes, we couldn't take cold. We couldn't smell none of the gas. Technician came the other day, porcelain to me, and I'm looking at it on the video point. He comes in. It took him 10 minutes. He cleaned it out. He changed the little whatever it is on it. And he said, Mr. Thompson, you good. I was trying to flick it and change switch it. He fixed it. I just walked over. He said, go ahead and flick it. I flicked it. The fireplace said, amen. I didn't smell no gas. And the light was even brighter.
Amen.
I know a technician whose name is Jesus.
Amen.
He's not just a light.
Come on, Jesus.
Next time y'all drive down the road, don't go. I feel good. Don't go. Let me sit. Next time y'all drive down the road, any country on 85, right? The reflectors on the side of the road, right? Now don't come out. Don't it look good when they fix them old roads and you have them reflectors on the side? And then when you drive out, you see the light lit up, right?
But next time you drive out, once you pass by, look in your rearview mirror or your side mirror. Once you drive past it, those lights that was illuminated, they're going to turn back dark again. Because the source of the light is not there anymore. When you walk away from God, your life don't get dark. Your life don't get dim. But when you let Him, who is the light of the world, He'll fill you. Good eye. Good eye got light. Good eye got some light. And a bad eye is dark. Some folk negative, fussing, hard-hearted, because ain't no light in them. Or they got light and the light is subdued. The light is hid. They dealing with folk who are dark and they drawing their light. Listen, you decide to shine your light. No man, no woman, no sister will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. Listen to you can walk in a boardroom and don't even have the qualifications of an intern. And God will let you shine your light. Somebody gonna look at you and say, my God, what school did you go to? You got a GED. Don't matter, you're a smart guy. Then they gonna start picking your brain, amen. The next thing you know, the person that got the degree, the person that got the pedigree, where so-and-so called, they got them to hook up, and they got the job because of that. Just your faithfulness. Just you shining the light, change the whole world.
Yes, sir.
Today, lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset you. Everything that's trying to make you turn your light off or dim your light or they snuffing out your light. Don't ever stay with God. Trust God. God will do what He says. He will make a way out of nowhere. He's the way. He's the truth.
Shine our light till our people get better.
Yes.
to the, our elders are taken care of.
Yes.
To our middle-aged people are feel secure.
Yes.
Until our babies get stronger.
Yes.
Go to college, go to whatever it is, Lord. You're going to shine our light until we get done.
Yes.
Now, God, your word says like this. I went to him who's able to present you funds for the throne of glory with exceeding joy. To him belongs dominion, power,
yes,
glory, and honor. And he walk into the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the faithful of God say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor before we leave. Look at them good. Your neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Leave the light on.
Leave the light on.
Another person say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Leave the light on.
Leave the light on.
In Jesus' name.
Light
on. Light on. Light on.